Thunder Bay, a new roti manufacturing business, is among the beneficiaries of $2.2 million in provincial funding announced Monday for Thunder Bay area entrepreneurs. Roti is a round, flat, soft unleavened bread. Superior Roti received $189,000 from the Northern Ontario Heritage Corporation to establish a production facility in the city. Other food processing facilities receiving money include Elite Beef, which got $156,000 to set up a meat processing plant specializing in premium beef cuts, and Blue Jay Meadows Farm, which received $59,000 to establish a mushroom, garlic and hay farm in the Caquibeca Falls area. The complete list of grants announced Monday was provided by the Ministry of Northern Development, Mines, Natural Resources and Forestry, $500,500 for Roots to Harvest, a nonprofit and charitable organization in Thunder Bay, to purchase the building it currently leases and renovate the space to include a community dining area and collaborative workspace for partner agencies. The association previously received $34,200 to build an accessible kitchen and training area, $373,394 for North Highland Farm to purchase and expand a dairy farm in Caquibeca Falls, $189,000 for Superior Roti to establish a roti-making business in Thunder Bay, $171,149 for B&B Farms Thunder Bay in Rosslyn to increase its potato production capacity by purchasing equipment and expanding its facility, $158,012 for Thunder Bay Cooperative Farm Supplies in Slate River to increase its fertilizer storage capacity by purchasing equipment and expanding its facility, $156,643 for Elite Beef to establish a meat processing plant in Thunder Bay that specializes in premium beef cuts, $137,221 for Woolly Steer Ranch to establish a heritage breed cattle and pig farm in Nolalu, $124,000 for Heartbeat Hot Sauce Co. in Thunder Bay to increase its hot sauce production capacity by relocating to a larger facility and purchasing equipment, $123,225 for Char Kuu 102 to establish a pig farm in Gorham that specializes in cured pork, $59,350 for Blue Jay Meadows Farm to establish a mushroom, garlic and hay farm in Caquibeca Falls, $55,000 for St. Paul Roastery in Thunder Bay to increase its coffee roasting capacity by purchasing equipment and expanding its facility, $52,500 for Silver Creek Farm to establish a cattle and pig farm in Caquibeca Falls, $43,501 for the Association of Community Pastures to establish three rotational grazing systems in O'Connor Township. The farming technique, new to northwestern Ontario, divides a large pasture into smaller lots, allowing cattle to be moved from one lot to the next every few days. The technique promotes new vegetation growth, increased nutrient intake for cattle and better beef yields for farmers. $37,500 for Byagtigong Nishnabeg First Nation to conduct environmental assessment work on developing rainbow trout open pen aqua farming at three potential sites on Lake Superior. Rachel and Jason Odette, owners of Woolly Steer Ranch, said the NOHFC support has not only allowed the company to start up, but has given it the tools to start off properly and to accelerate its growth. Our main goal was to be able to provide our community with high-quality grass-fed beef and pastured pork, the couple said.